Hi there, this is Ethan with the Hair Relaxer Help Team. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Guylene Howard.
Hey there, Guylene, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, Guylene, yeah, so my name's Ethan. We are on a recorded line. How are you at the moment?
Good. Can't complain. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I do appreciate it. A little tired. I didn't get too much sleep, but I'm doing well. In any case, were you just sent over to me by a different representative?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And you were interested in seeing if you can participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so I'll be your intake specialist. I'm going to be helping you actually get signed up for the lawsuit. Just to let you know ahead of time, I do apologize for any repetition. If some of these questions sound familiar, it does need to all be restated for the recorded line, but it should only take about 10 minutes. So, do you have an attorney already that's helping you file a claim?
No.
Can you confirm to me then, under penalty, that you haven't sought legal representation, you haven't signed any documents or sent any packets of information to any other law firms about this lawsuit? Is that correct?
Correct.
And was it you or was it a loved one that was using hair relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes, myself.
Gotcha. And then after using hair relaxers, were you diagnosed with cancer?
Yes, ovarian.
I see. I'm really sorry to hear about this. Do you remember the subtype of cancer?
It was a serious low grade.
Gotcha. Okay. And how are you doing now?
I guess.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. So you would, of course, be filing this claim for yourself, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. What date were you diagnosed with cancer, Dylene?
April 16th, 2024.
Okay, April 16th, 2024. And what state was this in?
Pennsylvania.
Okay. Pennsylvania. Okay, gotcha. And then what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Amos, Abiki Amos.
You said.
A Dr. Abike, last name Ames.
Okay, gotcha. I found
And
him
she's an
here. He's in.
OBGYN.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. And this was at Penn Medicine?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and pull up the information for that one right there. Penn Medicine. Let's see. Just trying to see if I can find their address. Should be somewhere on here. Locations.
Do you need it, or you want me to tell you, or you need to find it
Is it the
on
one
the paperwork?
on, is it the one
3400.
on, yes, okay, I found it. 3400
Yep.
Spruce Street, right?
Spruce Street, correct. Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for confirming.
You're welcome.
And okay, and how old were you when you were diagnosed with cancer?
I'm 50.
Okay, 50. And alrighty, let me see. Okay, perfect. Thanks for confirming that. And currently, are you living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No.
Okay. And were you using hair relaxer of any brands more than 4 times in a year before you were diagnosed?
Yeah, 'cause yeah, a little more. I was about 5 to 6.
Okay, about 5 or 6 times. Okay, for your average, then I'll just put 5 times on average for how many times you were using it. Okay, and you did already confirm that it was Penn Medicine where you were diagnosed with cancer, correct?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. And you're currently a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, what is your birthday?
10/28/74.
Gotcha. 10/28/1974.
74, yes.
That's actually very close to my mom's birthday. Hers is November 9th of 74 as well. So she also just turned
Ah.
50.
Happy
Additionally, yeah.
birthday.
Thank you. Happy late birthday to you as well,
Thank
Jailene.
you. Thank you.
Additionally, before this, or actually at any point, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And additionally, do you know anyone else, any friends, family, or loved ones that was also injured or was diagnosed with cancer after using hair relaxers who could need some help with this?
No, not that I know of, no.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about that.
Okay.
How old were you when you first started using hair relaxers?
Oh, shoot. I was probably using that for about 18 years, 20 years, yeah. So okay, I gotta do the math. Wait a minute. So what is that? In my 20s, late 20s maybe? Probably
Yeah, so
started
you
mid
said,
20s. Yeah.
okay, so you used it for about 18 years.
Yeah, about
Yeah.
18 years, yo.
And
18, 20
yeah.
years.
18, 20 years. Okay, do you
Yeah.
remember like approximately how many years ago you stopped using hair relaxers?
Yeah, it was like a few months before I got diagnosed.
Okay, so I can just do 50 minus 18 then, since you stopped
Yeah,
recently. So yeah. Yeah.
exactly.
So that would put you at about 32.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And so you were using it, of course, this was in Pennsylvania, correct?
Correct, yep.
Okay. So for I'll put down, where is Pennsylvania? There it is, Pennsylvania. Okay. And so you did already say that you first started using it about 18 years ago, correct? So I'll go ahead and put down 2004. Does that sound accurate to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said you stopped using it a few months before your diagnosis, right?
Right.
Okay. So I'll just put maybe like, would you say January or February of this year?
Yeah.
Okay. I can just put down February 1 of 2024 as your best estimate.
Yes.
Okay. And you also said you were using it about 5 or 6 times a year, right?
You're right, correct, yep.
Okay. And then between 2004 to 2024, did you ever stop using hair relaxers and then start again?
No.
Okay. So you used it for 20 consecutive years. Okay, gotcha.
Yep.
And were you getting hair relaxer treatments from a salon, or did you do it yourself at home, or was it both?
I went to a salon.
Okay. Do you happen to have any receipts for your salon visits? If not, that's okay.
Oh yeah, no.
Okay, yeah, don't worry about that. And currently you're not using hair relaxers, correct?
No, I'm not.
Do you happen to have any receipts or leftover empty bottles at home? Again, if not, that's okay.
No, I don't.
And what products or what name brands were you using for hair relaxers?
L'Oreal's Dark and Lovely.
Gotcha, L'Oreal, Dark and Lovely. And you were using both of those for the whole 20 years? Okay, yeah. From what I understand, out of all the women I've talked to so far, Dark and Lovely is probably the most common one. I would say followed by olive oil and African Pride. L'Oreal as well. Dark and okay,
Okay.
so Dark and Lovely, L'Oreal, and I'll put 20 years for both of those then. Okay. Where are we at now? Okay. Now, this next question might be a little bit confusing. I know the phrasing is kind of weird, so I do apologize. So, did your cancer diagnosis happen at least 2 years after you started using hair relaxers for a full year?
I'm sorry, wait, say it one more time. Did it occur? Say it
Yeah,
one more
so you
time
did.
after.
You're after you were using hair relaxers for at least
Right.
a full year. Yeah,
What
'cause you start.
did I get diagnosed? Did I get
Yeah.
diagnosed?
Yes.
Yes, I got diagnosed in April of 2024.
Yeah, and you started in 2004, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And then you already confirmed that during that time, you didn't ever stop using hair relaxers within that period, right?
Right, correct.
Okay, gotcha. So when did you first become aware of the connection between hair relaxers and cancer diagnosis?
Wait a minute, I'm sorry, I got distracted. Sorry about that. When did I get, I'm sorry, say it again, I'm sorry.
When did you first become aware that your cancer diagnosis and the hair relaxers could be connected?
Oh, after I was tested and the doctor told me that it was founded.
Okay, gotcha. So it was about the same time you were diagnosed then.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. And that was April 16th, right, of this year?
Correct.
Okay, gotcha. What kind of treatments were you receiving for your cancer?
I received chemo, immunotherapy, and I had a complete hysterectomy, and I was on pain meds.
Gotcha, I see. I'm really sorry to hear that you had to go through all these things. Pain meds, hysterectomy. And what date did your treatment start? Do you remember? Hello? Jylene, you there? Hello, Jylene.